James speaking.
Oh, yeah, g'day, mate. Sorry, my name's Tim. How are you?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, I wonder if you can help me out of a slightly sticky situation. I'm just about to go into a job interview at an accounting firm. I've got to put like references down on a list. I don't have enough to fill it up. I don't know why. I've written down a random number and I just thought I'd call it to see if it's a real thing. It's your number.
Yeah. Oh, so you've just pulled this out of nowhere. Yeah, go on.
Well, I just didn't want to leave an empty list, but then it's occurred to me they might call it. But I doubt they will. But if someone calls you and says, do you know Tim Barnard?
Yeah.
Can
yeah,
you just...
say he used to work for, what jobs are for?
I'm going for a job at an accounting firm, but just say that I'm put you down as a personal reference.
Yeah, sweet. I'll just say I know you from way back, blah, blah, blah. I'll say you're a ripper bloke. You know, I've got you covered.
Is that all right?
Yeah, not a problem, dude.
Mate, you're a legend. I'm going in like 1 minute. I mean, I doubt you'll get a call, but if you do, Tim Barnard.
Yeah, sweet. That's no worries, dude.
Thank you, James. Easy. Cheers.
See you, mate. Have a good one. Good luck with it. Hello, James speaking.
Oh, hi. It's Graham Byrne there. Is that James?
Yes.
Great. It's Graham here. I'm calling from Kells & Co. We're an accounting firm. I've just come out of an interview with a friend of yours, Tim Barnard.
Oh, yes.
Who looked to be a great candidate, so we thought we'd make our way back through the references quite promptly. You know Tim?
Yeah, I know Tim personally. I've known him for a few years now. We go back a fair while.
How long have you known Tim?
I've known Tim for probably 10 years or
How'd you guys become friends?
Through footy, the footy club.
Right. Fantastic. Didn't strike me as a footy player.
He wasn't really a player, he just more come in as a spectator sort of thing.
Oh yes, helping out around the club.
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. He'll be dealing with higher end companies in his role, businesses of profits of $1 million plus. Does he know him to be good with money? Do you know anything about that?
From my understanding, like he'd help out a lot with a few fundraisers and stuff like that.
Yep.
So yeah, as far as I know. Mm-hmm.
Any other examples of him taking on responsibility?
He helps out the treasurer a lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
And yeah, he does that a fair bit.
How many languages does Tim speak? Do you know?
From what I know definitely two.
Yeah, that's we've got that one down here as well. That's all right. I was just double checking.
That's all I know of, though.
Yes. What was the other one in addition to English?
Good question. I don't know, I'm complete Australian, so I never really speak it to him. I just know he does.
Yeah, right, just knew he's bilingual.
That's all right. Sorry, I can't be further out there.
That's all right. Just describe to us the best thing about him, appearance-wise.
Appearance-wise, well, what you see is pretty much what you get with him. He's a go-getter, and when he says that things are going to be done, they get done.
Fantastic. Sorry,
James, mate. It's Hamish and Andy here, James.
Oh, you're kidding!
James, mate, you are the best guy in the world! You're the best bloke in the world, James!